Yes, unfortunately, the number of people crossing and the number of deaths has been sharply rising this year. And part of the reason for that, of course, is that the really quite successful sort of search and rescue operation, which the Italians are running, called Mare Nostrum, was stopped last October. And there was significant opposition among various EU states to producing a similar operation at the EU level. So the operation they have had is really much more concerned with keeping people out than with rescuing them. And partly as a result of that, it looks like we're seeing, you know, a series of really awful tragedies.
And this new Operation Triton, which is this slimmed-down version of the Mare Nostrum that you mentioned there, it's obviously having no effect on the numbers of people crossing. In fact, there are many more people this year than last year, as you say. What would you say that we need to actually do now? There's this crisis meeting in the European Union. What exactly do we need to do? How much longer can we go on ignoring what's actually happening?
It's obviously a very complex issue, and people have been discussing it and going round and round in circles for the last 20 years at least. But there have been certain, I think, very consistent calls by experts on migration and refugees, which effectively the EU has not actually put into action. So, for example, setting up a really proper, organized, managed migration program. In other words, people who are needed in Europe, and there aren't labor needs for migrants very clearly in certain industries, for example, fruit picking, in medical profession, there are often shortages of medical staff, restaurants, you know, who washes your dishes in the restaurant, who cleans your office. Very often it's migrants. So, but the EU has rather sort of buried its head in the sand on that issue, and it's been much more responsive to this sort of far-right anti-foreigner rhetoric that we've been hearing in more and more countries, and which unfortunately has really been prevailing now, as we see it, at the cost of lives.
Do you think that we're really at a point where things might actually change, given that this week the weather forecast is very good? We're likely to see more tragedies on the sea.
I fear we are. And, you know, the push factors are huge. I mean, European politicians tend to paint it as though it's just because Europe's a wonderful place that people are coming, and they're coming to exploit our health systems and our generous social security. And they rather ignore the fact that there's a war in Syria, which has caused 4 million refugees to flee to neighboring countries that are really not very equipped to hold that many people. The international community has not been giving the full amount of money to Jordan, Turkey, Lebanon, etc. And so people, Syrians, are moving on. They're one of the biggest groups crossing the Mediterranean. Similarly, you have Eritreans, long unresolved situation there. And then you have people moving because of poverty from other countries. You know, everyone's known this for years. Refugees move. They have to move to save their lives. Migrants move for economic reasons as well. And in order to stop them, you really need to look at what's pushing them, not just what's pulling them.
Well, I guess we'll see whether anything happens at the end of today's play.
Yes, I mean, the EU, there have been very good proposals at the EU level, particularly the European Commission, for example. 10, 12 years ago, there were a lot of directives, a lot of really well thought out policies being proposed, and they tended to get killed off at the sort of high political level because of very hostile national, essentially xenophobic debates taking place. And that's just got far, far worse. I mean, Austria, if you remember, was expelled from the EU for a year, was suspended because a far-right party took part in the government and everyone was horrified. Now, the kind of policies that far-right party was proposing then are fairly tame compared to what quite a few mainstream parties are proposing these days.